USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has live-streamed a video message from the White House. He assured Americans they're doing everything they can to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings. Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone take extra precautions and practice good hygiene.
On Wall Street, the Dow plunged once again over 1,400 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The NBA has suspended the season until further notice because of the coronavirus concerns after a Utah Jazz player reportedly tested positive for the virus. Amtrak, which has been impacted by the coronavirus outbreak, is bracing for one of the worst years on record. They reported bookings are down 50% since the virus outbreak, and cancellations are up 300%. Amtrak is now preparing for losses this year of several hundred million dollars. Service cuts and voluntary leave for some employees are possible. Actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson said in a statement that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Hanks said they were in Australia and felt tired with colds, body aches, and slight fevers. They were then tested and confirmed the virus. The 63-year-old actor said they will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says it's not over yet in the race against Joe Biden, despite losing four states in the Democratic primary on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is going to continue his campaign for presidency. The Democrat, speaking in Burlington, Vermont, says he's winning the debate of ideas and mobilizing young people, but acknowledges he's losing the race over electability.
Poll after poll, including exit polls, show that a strong majority of the American people support our progressive agenda.
Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden will be debating in Phoenix on Sunday evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A video confrontation between Joe Biden and a man who is believed to be an auto worker in Detroit over guns has gone viral. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The auto worker, Jerry Wayne, says he felt Biden's reaction to being accused of trying to take away people's guns was unfortunate and unnecessary.
I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
You were a veto when you said you're going to take our guns away.
I did not say that.
Wayne telling Fox News,
I thought I was pretty articulate and respectful, and he kind of just went off the deep end.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Remember, you can hear current news or older newscasts online at usaradio.com.